You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin DMV would like to warn you about a new wave of scam texts and emails, many claiming to be from the Wisconsin DOT or the DMV, and demanding payment for unpaid tickets or tolls. These messages are not real. The DMV will never text you asking for money or personal information. To help protect consumers, the DMV has launched a new resource at wisconsindmv.gov/scams with examples of recent phishing attempts, tips to spot red flags, and advice on what to do if you've been targeted. Some red flags to watch out for are demands for money, quote-unquote urgent action required, suspicious links, requests for personal information, or posing as the Department of Motor Vehicles instead of the official Wisconsin DMV. Once again, the DMV will never text you asking for money or personal information. And for more tips and examples of recent phishing attempts, you can visit wisconsindmv.gov/scams. Friday, September 5th, from 5:30 to 9 p.m., the Flambeau River YMCA invites you out for an evening packed with fun, featuring dodgeball matches with our local police and fire departments, plus plenty of other activities for the whole family, such as food, goodie bags and prizes, free t-shirts, face painting, music by DJ Weiler, obstacle courses, a bounce house, and games. This is free for all, and once again is taking place Friday, September 5th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA. National Thrift Shop Day is Sunday, and Lisa Hale has a story of one chain that funds its mission through thrifting.
You may know the name Abelite from its 7 thrift stores in Wisconsin, but it's more than that. It's a nonprofit assisting adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities.
So 100% of our profits go back to fund the services that help people with disabilities.
That's Laura Chironzi, district manager of Abelite Thrift Shops in Wisconsin. She explains that over 40% of their employees are adults with disabilities.
And many of them have been with us for over 14 years and have developed within their roles. So have come as a volunteer, went into a sales associate, and then moved on to a keyholder status.
But that's not where the service ends.
We do everything from housing insecurities, dealing with isolation, health and wellness, employment issues. So we have group homes, camps, some independent living services. So quite a few things go beyond our actual thrift shops.
Chironzi said Abelite's mission is not something that's just written on paper. It's something that you can see in the thrift shops and in the community.
Abelite wholeheartedly supports and advocates for all people with developmental disabilities to ensure that they have security, dignity, and hope. And not only is that our overreaching mission, but I really feel like if you walk into a store, and especially our Green Bay store, you see that.
There are 7 Abelite thrift stores in Wisconsin: Appleton, Eau Claire, Horicon, Neenah, Wausau, and Watertown. The Abelite thrift shop in Green Bay will open in its new location at 2269 True Lane in Ashwaubenon in September. For more information on Abelite, you can visit abelite.org.
Our closest Abelite thrift shop is located on 1300 West Campus Drive in Wausau. If you are going to be assisting with the flood cleanup or cleaning up after the heavy rains that have been taking place down south, remember these safety tips. Be sure to wash surfaces with soap and warm, clean water to remove dirt and debris. Sanitize surfaces with a bleach solution, but be careful to never mix bleach with other cleaning solutions. Be sure to open windows and doors so fumes from cleaning supplies can't escape. And wear rubber boots, gloves, and eye protection. For more ways to stay safe and healthy during and after high water, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/flood. Saturday, August 30th, and Sunday, the 31st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the first annual Lugerville Flea Market. Vendors are wanted. There is limited space in and outside of the Lugerville School, located at North 11127 County Road F. If you would like to be a vendor, call Paul at 715-339-2279. Some families on County Road F will also be selling from their yards. And there's going to be food along with a gun raffle for a Mossberg 308 with a scope. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 30th and the 31st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Lugerville. Remember, call Paul at 715-339-2279 to sign up. Summer activities are fun, but not if you get an injury. Melissa Kay has more info.
Summertime usually means being more active outside. This extra activity can bring on knee injuries if you jump in without being prepared.
The most common knee injuries that we see during the summer months are your typical strains and sprains, but it's usually related to a recreational activity, water sports, outdoor sports, anything, cycling, hiking.
Dr. Joseph Mueller is an orthopedic surgeon with Aspirus Health. He says that while sprains and strains are the most common injuries, often they can be avoided with a few simple habits.
The best ways to prevent injuries is to remain active and strong. You know, regular walking activity, you know, strength training, those types of things can help prevent injury and go a long way to staying healthy.
Dr. Mueller said proper footwear is also important.
Having nice, well-fitting athletic footwear or even hiking gear and boots if you're going to be doing those type of uneven surfaces and trails can go a long way to preventing injury.
Stretching is another key to reducing the chance of injury, especially early in the season.
A lot of people tend to forget that, you know, they haven't been active for months and go right out and think that they can be at 100% without warming up and stretching.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is like on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad for sure.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Vittoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Vittoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off, he was terrible? highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called A Tell-All. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes, the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, low of 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.